catfish.
Mm-hmm.
And they do catch some pike, and all them pike.
Oh.
They're not supposed to be here, I understand, because of the wildlife people in Auburn, if they're out here.
Mm-hmm.
And good eating, too.
They grow up with pike.
Mm-hmm, they do. You just catch them twice a year, though, man. And that's in the spring and the summer. Or spring and the fall, you know, and changing the seasons like that.
This one
in
my grade or something.
They might come up these rivers to spawn. I don't know. They, many of these boys were there from Hatchley Park. Took a long time to get them. Female was going to lay some eggs.
Mm-hmm.
And they finally got one time.
Yeah.
Yes, so we're going there. Fishing down on my place.
Oh, you got a pond here?
No, I'm down the river.
Oh.
There's a drum here, then, huh? Mm-hmm. It's in the row.
You get some like paddle fish too, don't you?
I don't know about that name. There's these little suckers we call them, you know, and there's some carp.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes down, the sea bass comes up here, you know, to spawn.
Oh, really?
I don't know. Fair Max Bell caught one where he built 8 pounds one time.
Yeah.
That's his deep sea equipment catching, you know, big fish.
Wow.
But they just come in spring.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's pretty big fish.
Yeah, it's a big one.
Okay.
Yeah, I caught them over 40 pounds right here.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
God. I could imagine locking into one of those things.
Yeah.
Rod just double up.
That'd be pretty good to catch them.
Mm-hmm. All right, what is it that those pearls grow in?
Oyster.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people around here eat oyster?
They do. Mm-hmm.
I guess they have them shipped in or something.
Yeah, from South Alabama. Around Bontecue.
Mm-hmm.
Is where I'm.
Where's that now?
Right down in South Alabama.
Wow, I have to go down there sometime.
Yeah.
Okay, what is it that croaks in the marshes?
Frog.
Mm-hmm. Are there, what would you call them, real big ones? What different kind of frogs you got in this area?
Little frog and this little toad frog.
Mm-hmm.
With little green tree frogs and things like that.
Oh, yeah. I hear they're supposed to be pretty good bait for fishing.
Some of them are, I think. Probably a small green tree variety.
Mm-hmm.
Make a good one.
Okay. What about there's something that's like a frog but it lives in the garden? It's supposed to give you warts?
Frog don't want to have a heard of that did this.
You ever seen the kind of brown color and have bumps on the back?
Little lizard and mole?
Toads? You ever get any of those?
I was counting them as a frog, but toad frog.
Uh-huh. Okay. What is it that some people use to go fishing with?
You know, right here is either cricket or minnow.
Mm-hmm.
A worm.
Mm-hmm. What different kind of worms are there in this area?
Mainly the night crawler and the red worm.
Mm-hmm.
They raise a red worm commercially.
Oh, really?
For bait.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Night crawler. Mm. He's all right. He makes a good one. I think he's just not quite as tough as
are there any differences? I mean, what do they look like?
I believe the night crawler gets much bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Bigger worms.
Yeah.